We're at Commodity Classic in San Antonio. We're going to visit with one of the Iowa producers attending the event here. Kurt Hora is from Washington, Iowa, and is the president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Kurt, let's talk about some of the policy issues that are kind of top of mind here for you and for Iowa corn as this meeting gets underway. And I know one of the big concerns of a lot of folks here is trade and some of the trade rhetoric that's been going on, especially involving NAFTA and Mexico. So are you going to be addressing that here?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be discussing that down here. Trade is huge with Mexico. They're a great trading partner. They're close. They're easy access. They're number one corn importer last year. They take a lot of ethanol. They take DDGs. They take meat products, you know, that are co-products with the corn. So, trade will be a big deal. NAFTA will be a big deal for us here. We need to keep that market open to us.
Now, I've heard some people say, well, maybe we do need to kind of rewrite the rules a bit with Mexico, that maybe things have been in their advantage, but they've been an awful good customer.
Yeah, for agriculture, they've been a very good customer for us, and I don't know all the ins and outs about the rest of the NAFTA agreement, but I know on agriculture they've been huge for us to, you know, have that close local market, and we want to keep that open also with Canada.
Also, regarding trade, and we've got work starting on the next farm bill, and I know those ag promotion programs are something that all the commodity groups are interested in protecting.
Yeah, those are huge. The FMD and MAP programs you're talking about, they help to expand the dollars that us commodity organizations put into the trade groups that we work with to make sure that we can get our products around the world and showcase how great we do it here in the United States and make sure that we get a high-quality product to other countries.
While we're talking about the farm bill, there'll be a lot of discussion here about that too, I'm sure. So any particular areas that that you're focused on?
Well, we're working with that there at Iowa Corn. One of the big things we want to make sure we keep in there is crop insurance. We got to have that risk protection, so we want to make sure that we maintain that in there. And then also conservation. I mean, we've done a lot of work coming here with conservation and we're with water quality and that. So that would be a couple of our main focuses in it.
What about the ARC and PLC programs? Are you looking for changes there?
Well, yeah, I think there's some fine-tuning that can be done there. I know there's a lot of discrepancies between counties right now. And I know in the county that I'm in, Washington County, we've been on zero for the last couple ones of those. So, and there's been, you know, some of the neighboring counties have gotten payments back on that. But so that is another focus we'll look at.
The renewable fuel standard, there's been a lot of talk about that this week and what the Trump administration might do with that. But overall, I mean, that's been a real plus for the ag industry.
Yeah, the RFS has been great for us. Finally, we got it up to what the statute was supposed to be at 15 billion gallon, and we want to make sure and keep expanding that thing. We've got a great product in E15 we can get out there. We can expand some more usage there in the United States, and we want to make sure we don't mess with that thing. We need to keep it in place and keep expanding ethanol use.
I know in Iowa you've also worked hard to, you know, grow the ethanol industry and ethanol demand.
Yeah, I think there's 43 ethanol plants in Iowa, and it's great for small towns, and great for communities, great for jobs. We're value adding those products right there in our hometowns and bringing that money back here and keep it in the United States.
You mentioned water quality earlier, and we had the announcement yesterday on WOTUS with the Trump administration. But, of course, in Iowa, the water quality initiatives there, you're working hard on water anyway.
Yeah, we are. We've done a lot of work at Iowa Corn with it, helping to educate producers out there on the better utilization of nutrients, cover crops, no-till, strip-till. Everybody doesn't have to do everything, but you just need to do something to improve the water quality on your farm, and I think we can make this go in a voluntary manner, and you know we can keep improving the water in Iowa.
Let's talk about the farming operation here and I guess the ag economy overall. How are you feeling about the year coming up here?
Well, we're about 6 weeks away from starting to plant corn here in Iowa, so hopefully we can get off to a good start there. The fields are warming up. There's been some ammonia going on in southeast Iowa, my area. And so we got prices that need to come up a little bit from where they're at. We have a lot of bit actually would be nice, but the prices are extremely good for if you're an end user of corn right now. So hopefully they're out there buying corn and expanding those operations. But as far as going into this year, there's still big piles of corn around. So we want to make sure and keep finding those end uses for it so we can improve our profitability.
Are you changing up anything for this year?
No, we're stuck on about a two-thirds corn, one-third soybeans program. It works really good for our operation, so we're going to stay about that same rotation that we always do.
Well, as far as the ag economy, I mean, you hear some folks say maybe we've bottomed out here. Maybe we can start to turn things around here a bit. Or how are you feeling about it?
Well, I hope we've hit the bottom there. I think that we probably should have by now. We've been the last several years, we've had the biggest use of corn. I mean, we've gone through more corn worldwide than we ever have before. We've just had three really huge crops in a row right now. So hopefully we can continue to expand that use and the grind of corn, if whether it be ethanol or animals or, you know, livestock or exports. And, you know, we'll get this thing back on track and get it profitable for the farmers.